these themes that we are talking about in this series, Sex, Power, Love, and Money, are part of what makes life so magical, part of what makes life so juicy. You know, like money can buy us things that make us feel amazing. Sex can make us feel lit up and alive and so deeply connected to ourselves. And personal power is what gives us our sense of purpose and helps us go out into the world and do the things that we want to do and feel like we're here for a fucking reason. And love is what makes us feel deeply satisfied and fulfilled and seen in the world. I mean, these four themes are where life lives. Welcome back to The Magic of Transformation. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. If this is your first episode with me, welcome, welcome. This is part four of a four-part series called Sex, Power, Love, and Money. I would highly recommend that you listen to part one, two, and three before you listen to part four here today, as these episodes really do build upon each other, and those first three parts are the foundation for today's part four episode. I am a teacher, a coach. I offer some really premier courses and workshops. You can find those at thetransformationschool.com. You can also sign up for some of my free resources, including The Magic Dose, which you can find in the show notes. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow the podcast so that you get alerted when new episodes drop. I'm really excited about rounding up this series with today's part four. So without further ado, let's dive in. Welcome back to part four. We're finally here, part four of the Sex, Power, Love, and Money series. As always, if you have not listened to the previous three parts, I would highly suggest you do that, as these episodes are additive and they are really laying the foundation for what we are going to go into for today for part four. A quick little recap. In part one, we talked about the connection between sex, power, love, and money, why the connection between these themes matter, and why they matter when it comes to manifesting sex, power, love, and money. We also talked about the importance of claiming your desire for more when it comes to sex, power, love, or money, and how nothing changes until you have done that first. In part two, we talked about why we settle, how we can stop settling, and our attachment style, and how our attachment style affects and influences our ability to manifest sex, power, love, and money. In part three, we talked about the energetics, the actions we take, and the beliefs we have around sex, power, love, and money, and how all of these can actually influence our ability to manifest sex, power, love, and money. We also talked about how we might be making ourselves small and how we might be taking little tiny actions unconsciously that is actually in conflict with what we say we want, and how it's very, very critical and important to change things at a core level so that we stop taking these little tiny actions that actually work against what we're attempting to manifest. So those three parts are very, very important, especially part three, where I gave a little bit more personal information about my own personal quest for power and how a lot of times we make ourselves small because we weren't taught that it was safe to be powerful. And power really underlies the three other themes of sex, love, and money, and how you have to have a certain amount of personal power in order to manifest the other three of sex, love, and money. So here in part four, I really want to talk about finally stepping into the sex, love, power, and money that you've always been wanting. Like, what do we have to do to fully manifest that? As I've been mentioning over and over again through the first three parts, this is all an inside job. You really have to spend time reflecting. You have to spend time diving really deep into what it is that might be blocking you from these things. And then you have to start to change those things at a core subconscious level. Now, if you've never done this kind of work before, Just thinking about these things is not enough. Thinking about these things will not change absolutely anything for you. You really need a process and support and tools in order to change these things at a core level, alleviate the blocks that are stopping you from manifesting, and then you can really move forward. Now, to really fully move forward into all of the sex, power, love, and money that you are wanting, you have to first be the kind of person, you have to become the kind of person that has more sex, power, love, and money. So it's interesting. We think, okay, once I have more sex, power, love, or money, then I'll be the kind of person that has more sex, power, love, or money. But actually, paradoxically, the opposite is true. You have to become that person first before it will actually fully come to you. So we think in our heads, okay, once I make $1 million a year, I'll be the kind of person that makes $1 million a year. But you actually have to become the kind of person that makes $1 million a year before you make $1 million a year. You think to yourself, once I start having really good sex, I'll be the kind of person that has really good sex. But actually, you have to become the kind of person that has really good sex, the kind of person that is open to having really good sex before you will have really good sex. Let that sink in for a minute. Before I get the things I'm manifesting, I have to be the kind of person that gets the things that I'm manifesting. Before I will get the things I'm manifesting, I have to be the kind of person that manifests these things. So how do we do that, right? Because we're taught in the world that we need to first acquire these things and then we'll be that kind of person. If that's not actually the way manifestation works, how do we become that person? Now, a lot of manifestation experts will just tell you, just visualize it. Like, think about you having a lot of money, focus on that in your mind again and again and again, and it'll come to you. That only works in some cases. That only works if you already believe that you're that kind of person. Or at the very least, you're close, very, very close to believing you're that kind of person. But if you're pretty far off from that, like for instance, if you want to have really amazing, like mind-blowing sex, but you haven't had amazing mind-blowing sex in like 5, 10, 15 years, it can be really hard to just visualize yourself having amazing mind-blowing sex and really believing that that is a possibility for you. Believing that that's a possibility for you like today, like I'm going to visualize this and then this could happen today. If you want to make, let's say $5 million a year, but you've only been making $500,000 a year and you start visualizing yourself making $5 million a year, do you believe that that could happen for you today? So how do we bridge this gap if you don't really believe that's possible? Because just visualizing it by and large is not the most predictable method or way to make that happen in my experience and in the experience of my clients. Now, the visualization method, just as an aside, can work if it's something very, very small that you're manifesting and something that you really believe is possible. It can accelerate it. It can help your manifestation come in faster. But if this is something like big and there needs to be some fundamental shifts within you, just visualizing it will not get you there. And I've had so many people come to me and say like, oh my God, I fucking hate visualizing because it doesn't work. And I get it. Like, I've experienced it. I get it. And that's why I offer you different methods in my course, Your Life's Work, where I teach manifestation. I give you a lot of different methods to actually manifest that is not just visualizing. When it comes to manifesting more sex, power, love, and money, what you want to do is you want to think about, how can I become the kind of person that has more sex, power, love, and money? So think about right now what you want more of. Maybe it's all four of those things. Maybe it's one or two. And in your mind, think about like, who would I be? What would my characteristics be if I had those things, if I was already that kind of a person? And I actually want you to do this exercise. Like, even if you are walking around or driving, you can still kind of call to mind this version of you. Like, what is the version of me that already has that? What is that version like? And picture a version of yourself, like in an alternate reality, that is already like this. Like, really do this exercise, because if you don't do this exercise, if you don't feel into it, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. So really think about, okay, like the version of me that makes a lot of money, the version of me that loves making money, the version of me that loves his or her power, that has so much power and just like loves it and has so much command over their life, the version of me that has amazing sex, the version of me that has a really intimate, amazing, fun relationship. What does that version of me feel like, look like? What is that version of me doing? Once you've brought that version of you to mind, now you want to ask yourself, how far am I currently from that version? How different am I from that version? That's how much you need to change to get what you're wanting and manifesting. That's the gap. That's the gap that you have to bridge in order to finally manifest what you're wanting, in order to finally manifest more sex, power, love, and money. And, you know, keep in mind, because these things are interrelated, like let's say you want to make more money and you've been working really hard around your finances, around educating yourself, around managing your money, around investing. And you're like, yeah, I can picture myself making more money. And I actually feel like I'm really close to that. Okay, now transfer over to love and picture your most amazing relationship and you that is in the most amazing relationship. And notice the gap there. Sometimes when we work on an interrelated gap, it accelerates the other theme in that gap. So if you feel like I've done all this work around money and nothing's really changing, then look at your relationship. Look at your personal power. Maybe look at your sex life. Like looking at one of these interrelated themes will actually help you get there, because they're all connected. And for the most part, they're connected to our sense of security and power. So you're going to ask yourself, okay, how far am I from that version? Then you're going to see, okay, that's how much I need to change to get to what I'm wanting and what I'm manifesting. And you want to ask yourself, what parts of your life then do you need to change? What parts of you do you need to change? How can you make that change? How can you actually make that change? And 99% of the time, this involves finding support in some way. Finding guidance in some way. Because what you're doing essentially is you're saying, okay, I want to become this version of me that I haven't yet stepped into. How do I get there? And a lot of times, this has been my case. Like I've always gone to teachers for this. I've always gone to, you know, teachers, coaches, courses, that kind of thing to show me the way. I'm like, okay, if I want to have more amazing sex, if I want to feel more safe in my body, if I want to feel more open and like erotic, how do I do that? Like, how do I actually do that? And then I go find teachers and I take courses and I learn how to do that. If I want to have an amazing career where I'm making money and I'm having such deep cup overflowing joy every single day and I fucking love what I'm doing and it's lighting me up and I feel so amazing and so creative, I can't wait to tell everybody about what I'm doing. And yet today, I don't love my job that much. Like, how do I get from A to B? I find a teacher, I find a course. And I find resources and support, and that's how I get there. And so if you haven't walked that path, it takes longer to figure out the path to walk. It like can take a really long time. That's why I just love going to experts. I mean, everything that I have learned and every transformation that I have undergone, it's been with the help of experts that have done it before me, that have learned that space, that know what they are doing. So first and foremost, you really want to think, all right, yeah, if I really want this thing, if I'm claiming that I really want this thing, like who can I learn from? Who has an established path that I can take? Who has the process, the path, and the tools that I need to get there? And first and foremost, that's what you want to look into. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to give you a rundown of some resources. Obviously, when it comes to like personal power and career and money, I would suggest my course at the Transformation School. That course is called Your Life's Work. And that will give you a real deep dive into that part of these themes when it comes to like sex and love. I'm going to give you some names of some teachers that I have used and I have taken their courses, and it has made a huge difference for me at this point in time. I do not offer courses on sex, love, relationships, intimacy, that sort of thing. Although I'm sure at some point that I will, because it's something that I've been studying for several years now, and inevitably I will end up making courses out of it. But at this juncture, I will offer you some resources. So you want to think about that first and foremost, like, okay, where can I find support to help me get to become the kind of person that has more sex, power, love, and money? Because right now there's a gap between where I am and where I want to be. Let's go through every single one of these and talk about this for a second. So if it comes to sex, what is the version of me that makes me feel sexy? Like, if I want to have more sex, am I walking around my partner, whoever I want to have sex with, do I feel sexy around them? If I don't, what can make me feel sexy? What can I do for myself that can make me feel sexy? Do I feel fuckable? And when I say that, like, of course, everybody at their core is fuckable, right? Like, there's no one that's like repelling, but what's the energy that I'm putting out? Am I putting an energy out of, I want to be fucked? Or am I putting an energy out of, I'm fucking irritated, or don't talk to me, or I kind of want to have sex, but I kind of don't? What's the energy that you're truly honestly, like, being real and honest with yourself? Like, what's the energy that you're putting out towards your partner or towards whoever you're dating or whatever it is? Who is the version of you that loves having amazing sex all the time? How do you need to change to become that version? And that can be really confusing to think about. You can be like, well, I don't know, right? And that's why I recommend courses and teachers, because sometimes they can be really hard to discern. I mean, for all four of these, it can be kind of confusing. I don't know. I've been this person for so long. It's kind of hard for me to discern who that version of me would be. But like, just as a really core baseline, it's like, when you feel really fucking sexy, what are you wearing? How are you walking? How are you talking to people? How are you looking at people? How are you engaging with people? Are you doing those things? Or are you wearing clothes that you don't feel sexy in? Are you not making eye contact? What's your energy actually saying? What are your clothes? What are you saying with the way you carry yourself, the way you interact, the way you dress, the way you invite, or the way you repel? Thinking about those things, right? If you say you want better sex, how can you become the version of you that loves to have sex and that invites sex in? When it comes to power, the root of power is really knowing who you are, knowing your gifts, knowing your purpose, having command over your life, feeling like your life is not chaotic, but you have total fucking control over your life, having confidence in who you are, knowing how to say yes and how to say no and how to set boundaries, and feeling safe enough to be powerful, having a regulated nervous system, being able to feel your feelings, not being afraid of life, not being afraid of conflict, not being afraid of what's going to happen, not being afraid of your own energy and emotions, not being afraid that someone's going to be mad at you. That is power. That is power. Power underlies the three other things that we're talking about. It is partially what connects them. If you don't have a personal sense of power, then it's hard to step up and say, I want more sex. It's hard to step up and say, I want more money. It's hard to step up and say, I want more love. So we want to know who we are. We want to know our why. We want to know our purpose. We want to have confidence. Those things are super fucking fundamental to living a lit up life, because you honestly can't do any of those things until that sense of personal power is established. Now, for a lot of us, myself included, our sense of personal power was stripped away. Has been stripped away, but a lot of different experiences, a lot of different people, starting in childhood, leading all the way up, people that have shamed us, mocked us, belittled us, bullied us, told us we're not good enough, told us we need to be better, have pushed us and pushed us, told us that we should utilize this aspect of our personality, but not this aspect. Bad experiences with friendships, relationships, and intimacy. I mean, there's like layer upon layer upon layer of things that tear us down and cause us to lose our power. So the journey is back to ourselves, back to our power. And that's really like at the root of my course, Your Life's Work. That's what I'm helping you to do, is I'm helping you to recognize who you are, your authentic self, your gifts, and I'm helping you to reacquaint yourself with your power and fully step into it. The number one difference of everyone that takes Your Life's Work is their confidence from when they begin to when they end. I mean, holy fucking shit. They are so much more confident at the end, and that is because they have stepped into their power. Most of them have learned how to say yes and know how to set boundaries. They know who they are. They know what their gifts are. They know what their purpose is. Once you have that as sort of like a fundamental ground, then it's not like you're done. You want to keep gaining power, right? So like for those of you that are listening that have taken Your Life's Work, like you're not done. You want to keep acquiring more and more personal power. That's part of the journey of life. It's like, okay, I took this course. Now I have like so much more power than I've ever had before. I probably have better sex than I had before. I probably have more money and I probably have a better relationship. I mean, I hear that all the time with people that take Your Life's Work, because these things are interrelated. Everything blossoms when they take that course. And you're not done. Like you want to keep going. You want to keep acquiring more personal power. And you want to claim when you want more. So for those of you that haven't taken my courses, power is so important and fundamental to being able to acquire any of these things. So when you think about you as your most powerful self, what does that version of you look like? How is that version of you saying yes and no? How is that version of you able to set boundaries? How is that version of you not people pleasing? How is that version of you able to claim what you want more of and then go after it, right? Like go after it. Can you go after what you really want? Or are there all these like insecurities that are popping up, or you're afraid of what people are going to think of you, or what people are going to say, or you're hesitant to do this or hesitant to do that? You need to acquire more personal power before you can do those things. But you have to have that personal power to become the version of you that can do those things. You have to acquire the personal power to become the version of you that can do those things, that can get more sex, love, and money, or maybe have more influence or be a better leader. People want leaders that have personal power. Like, you don't want someone to lead you that doesn't have any power. Like, what? That would be so icky, right? Like, you don't want someone that doubts themselves, that doesn't have a backbone, that doesn't know how to say yes and no when they really want to. That's people pleasing all the time. Like, you don't want that person as your leader. No, you want somebody that knows who they are, that has command over their life and over situations. That's who you want to lead you. And that's who you want to be you. That's who you want to be. Who is the version of you that loves deeply, that opens up their heart, that is willing to be intimate with someone, that is willing to fully see others and fully be seen, who isn't guarded, who isn't afraid to say and what they think and what they feel? Who is the version of you that loves being with your partner, that has so much fun and experiences so much joy when you're with your partner or with anybody, right? Because love and intimacy can extend beyond just our most intimate partnerships. Are you that vulnerable right now? Are you that open to love? Is your heart that open to love? Or are you a little bit guarded? Are you a little bit scared? Are you a little bit afraid of rejection? Like, what is the difference between the version of you that is super open to love and that is serving love in your life versus the version of you now? And when it comes to money, what does the version of you look like that is super abundant, that is wealthy, that has the amount of money that you want and need and desire, that is able to do whatever it is in the world that you want to do, that is able to do amazing things with money? How does that version of you make money? How does that version of you keep money? How does that version of you invest? How does that version of you manage your money? And what are you doing now? What is the difference? So we want to become the version of ourselves that already has this manifestation. And sometimes that can be really weird. So for instance, as I said on part three, these last 6 months for me have been a real deepening into my desire for more sex, power, love, and money, and my desire for more just abundance and fullness in my life. And in order to manifest those things, in order to call those things in, I've had to become a different version of myself. And what has that meant for me? Well, like in real tangible terms, it has meant taking more courses. It has meant opening myself up to more love, sex, vulnerability, eroticism. It has meant moving. I did a big move across the country. I moved from LA to Austin. I got rid of literally almost all of my furniture. I have almost completely redone my wardrobe. There's like so many things in my life. I've started working out in a different way. It's kind of like the old version of me is just falling off, and I'm stepping into the new version of me. I'm stepping into the version of me that already has better sex, that already has more money, that already has deeper, loving, intimate relationships, and that has more power. And as I'm doing those things in my life, I'm also doing subconscious reprogramming. I'm doing the internal work. I'm feeling my feelings. I'm recognizing what comes up. I'm recognizing my patterns, my little tiny actions that I've been unconsciously taking that have actually been self-sabotaging and stopping me from having more sex, power, love, and money. And I'm changing those actions. And you know, you guys, this can be a confusing process. That's why I have coaches and teachers, and I'm taking workshops and courses. And it's why I have support. And it's why I have so many tools. Most of my tools are tools that I have created after years and years and years of study and creating my own tools. And now I have so many tools of my own. But I'm able to like feel my feelings. I'm able to recognize my patterns. I have all these processes and workflows to understand my patterns and to change them. And it's been hard. It's been really hard at moments. Like there's been some moments where I felt completely overwhelmed, because letting go of an old version of ourselves and stepping into a new version of ourselves can be hard. And that's, again, why we need support. And I have support. And that's why we all need support. But let me tell you something. The person I am today is so different from the person that I was 6 months ago. My life feels so fucking full. It feels so fucking amazing. And I feel like that internally before some of those things have come in. So like, yes, my income has been increasing, but it hasn't increased to the point that I'd actually like it to. And yet I feel like the person that makes the amount of money that I'm wanting. I feel like that version now. And so now I'm like less clingy to that amount of money actually coming in. I feel less attached to it, like we talked about in part two. I feel really secure because I feel fucking amazing. So it's almost like at this point, it doesn't even matter if that money comes in because I already feel amazing, right? Ultimately, we want more sex, power, love, and money because we want to feel a certain way. So when we become that, let me just repeat that. Oftentimes we want more sex, power, love, and money because we think those things will make us feel a certain way. If you move into that version of yourself and you just feel that way, it becomes less important for those things to come in. And that is when they come. So as I've been moving into a greater sense of personal power, as I've been moving into just like my own kind of erotic energy, and by the way, like when it comes to sex, like and moving into your own erotic energy, that is also the energy of creativity. So sometimes if I want to feel more energy, I will do something really creative. And that is the same sort of juice, the same stuff that sexual energy is made from, because all creativity is born from like kind of just this, the same sexual energy that you would have when you have sex. It's like an erotic energy, right? Maybe like dancing will elicit that for you. So I've been doing all these exercises that elicit that energy within my own body, because that is like the way that I have power and control over eliciting the feeling that I would have. So if I want to have more sex, like how do I want to feel? Well, I probably want to feel more sexual in my body and more awake and more alive. So how can I create that on my own? And when we create that on our own more and more and more, it actually opens up to having better sex. We're more inviting. Like now I feel sexier in my body and I'm inviting more sex to me just because that's the energy that I'm exuding, right? And of course, like I'm exuding that to my partner. I'm not exuding it to everyone, right? Like, I don't want to present to everyone that I want to have sex with them. Of course not. But my energy is just in general more awake and alive and more sexual than it has ever been because I've been leaning into that. When it comes to love, I've been leaning into just opening my heart more, feeling my feelings more, being more open, being more vulnerable. And that invites more love in, but also like I just feel more amazing. So I become more of the person over the last 6 months. I become the kind of person that just generally manifests more sex, power, love, and money. And I feel amazing. And I also feel less attached to those specific things actually coming in. And because I feel less attached, they're coming in more rapidly. Now, in my personal life, like this is really interesting. So much of my life has been focused on my career. Like for me, career has always been my number one thing. But then a few years ago, I felt like I was kind of hitting a wall in my career. It was like I was in this new career. I was fucking loving what I was doing. And yet I wasn't really hitting this point of abundance and money that I was really wanting. And I'd done a lot of personal work around money and around like looking at my finances and investing and all of this kind of stuff. And at that juncture, because I'd already done so much work on money, I decided to shift my focus and look at an interrelated theme of love and sex. Mostly love, like my main, it was like not necessarily sex, but it was like kind of relationship, intimate partner relationship. And I started doing a lot of personal work around that. I started finding new teachers, taking new courses, and really diving deep into like intimacy and relationships and love. And yes, sex was a part of that. It wasn't my primary focus. But I noticed the more and more that I both stepped into my power and owned what I wanted in a loving relationship. And I made sort of these non-negotiable statements, like with my partner, I would say like, hey, this is what I'm now wanting in this relationship. And this is a non-negotiable for me. And what am I doing there? I am owning my power and I'm owning what I want in a loving relationship. And at this point, I had already done enough internal work that I wasn't feeling really clingy or freaking out that my partner wasn't going to give this to me. So I was able to say to him, like, this is what I want. And if you're not able to give this to me, that's fine. And I love you, but this relationship can't continue any further. And I wasn't saying that, you guys, like in a threatening or a freaking out or a like ultimatum kind of way. It was just like a really honest, open thing that I had just gotten to in my life where I was like, hey, if you can't show up for me in this way, then this relationship is no longer going to work for me. And because I wasn't coming at him or because it wasn't a ultimatum and because it was just a non-negotiable and I was really coming from a place of love of, hey, like, this is what I just need. Like, this is what I need in a relationship. He was very open to attempting to reciprocate and to give that to me. And so he started doing a bunch of internal work, personal work in order to change himself and personally transform to step up to the level that I was at and then be able to give me what I needed. And I noticed over the last 3 or 4 years, as I've been on this journey of deeper intimacy and relationships and love, that my abundance in my career and money and just success has naturally flourished. And that's what I mean by these themes being connected. Sometimes like you can go to the end of the line of, okay, how can I make my relationship best? And you've done all this relationship counseling, but you haven't looked at your career. Or vice versa, of course, like I just alluded to. So it's really important to look at all of these things because when you flourish in one area, you're much more likely to flourish in another. And I also realized with my own personal experience there that the more I opened my heart up to receiving love, because for me, like I grew up caretaking other people. I grew up being really self-sufficient. I grew up telling myself like I don't need support and I don't need love. And the reason I did that is because I never received the kind of support and love that I really wanted or felt like I needed throughout my life. And so it was really hard and it was really scary to actually open up to receiving a deeper kind of love and to open up to being fully seen. And all the while I'm like becoming more of myself and becoming more vulnerable and letting parts of me that have never been seen in the world be seen. And I'm being more creative and I'm being more childlike. All these things are coming out that I'm really nervous about being rejected in. So it's like hard work, right? Because to have a deeper relationship, intimate relationship with anyone, whether it be a friendship or even someone at work or a partner, we have to be more vulnerable and let ourselves be seen. And for those of us that have been seriously hurt or wounded in the past, we have a lot of defense mechanisms in place that stop us from opening up. And yet, then we get frustrated that people aren't being more receptive, that people aren't giving us what we need, that people aren't loving us in the way that we want to be loved. And all the while, we're not even open to that. So part of this work is becoming open to it, to recognizing, okay, this is what I need, A, B, and C, and then to be able to, number one, give it to yourself, and then be able to communicate it with whoever you're in relationship with. Like, okay, this is what I actually need. And the reason you want to learn how to give it to yourself first is because if you don't and you just require other people to give it to you, then you're going to have a panicky attached feeling to it. You're going to have an anxious feeling of like, oh my gosh, if this person doesn't give me this thing, then I won't feel fulfilled. Then I won't feel the way that I want to feel. Then I won't have the life that I want. Then I won't be the person that I want to be. So when we do it like that, we're relying on other people to give us what we need. It's the same thing as what I started talking about in the beginning of this episode of requiring our manifestations to come in first before we become that person. That is the opposite direction that you want to go. You want to become that person first, and you want to provide for yourself what you need. Now, that can be really confusing. Like, you can be like, well, how do I provide for myself what I need, right? And this is why I just suggest like taking courses and finding teachers that have already done it before you, because the internal journey of internal transformation can be very confusing. And this is why I've created courses at thetransformationschool.com and why there's so many other people out there that have amazing courses that I've also taken. And everyone, like all these people that have walked the path before you and really mastered the path and have helped other people along that same path have success on that path, like that's who you want to go to accelerate this part of your journey. Now, a lot of times people are hesitant to invest their money, their time, their energy into personal transformation because we weren't taught that that should be valuable. We were taught that we should invest our money in education and in like what we do for a career, but we weren't taught to invest our money in how to have a good life, how to be happy, how to have joy, how to actually love my career, how to make money, how to have a good relationship, how to have good sex. Like, we weren't taught to value those things. How fucking back-assward is that? How insane is that, that we weren't taught? That's the most important thing in the whole world, you guys. Like, having, you only live once, right? Like, having joy is so important. Loving your life, like, what is more important than that? I mean, are you just going to work yourself to the fucking bone, like half-ass enjoying your life and then die? What is the point of your life then? Don't you want to fucking love what you're doing? Don't you want to love your life? I mean, there's nothing more important. And this has been the deepest journey of my life and is now the deepest part of what I do and teach, because life can be magical and we just don't know it because we've never had it. And so how do you get it? You work with people that have it. And you ask them how they did it and you take their courses. And I mean, this is what I have done, and it has led me to a path of so much joy and so much deep fulfillment, and that is what I want for you too. So let me go through some resources for you so that you know how you can acquire some of that support. So obviously, when it comes to like finding a sense of personal power, fucking loving your life, loving your career, and making more money, I would highly suggest my course, Your Life's Work, which you can find at thetransformationschool.com. You can apply for that right now today. Enrollment is open. I also have a free masterclass that you can take. You can find that in the show notes. That'll give you just a little taste of what that course is like. Also, when it comes to money, you want to find books and resources of people that have learned how to manage their money, make money well, and invest their money. You really want to become a master at money, right? Just like know how money works in the world. If you know how money works, if you know how to work your money, you will be much more successful. Now, there's a lot of underlying beliefs that we have around money, and you can dig into those in my course, Your Life's Work. Now, when it comes to sex and love, as I said, these themes are interrelated. So it also helps you to look at your sense of personal power and money. But if you want to look and deep dive into just sex and love, here are some resources for you. First of all, I think a really great starting point would be the book, Getting the Love You Want, which is a guide for couples. And this is by Dr. Harville Hendricks and Dr. Helen Hunt. This is like a good, I would say this is a good starter book. Getting the Love You Want. Okay, you can find that on Amazon. Once you've read through that book and you've learned how to like communicate really, really well with your partner, like in order to have a really great intimate partnership, you need to know how to communicate with your partner and you need to know how to claim what you want. So this book, Getting the Love You Want, will help you with that. There's a type of dialogue called imago dialogue. And this is like, it's a type of back and forth dialogue that you can cultivate with a partner that is extremely helpful in learning how to properly talk to your partner without triggering the ever-living hell out of one another. So reading Getting the Love You Want is like first and foremost what I would suggest. And then practicing the imago dialogue. Now in Getting the Love You Want, there's like literally a course in that book because you can go through all these questions at the end of the book. If you just read books, nothing in your life will change. Like that is what I call head knowledge versus embodied experiential wisdom. You do not get wisdom from just reading something. You get wisdom by practicing what you read and actually making it an experience in your life. So in Getting the Love You Want, there is like basically all these questions at the end that you can go through with your partner. Your life and your partnership will change if you go through those questions. Now, if you are somebody that's like, I'm not going to do that on my own, that's where you need to find a course that will do that for you. Now, there are some really great courses for couples. Terrence Real has a book called Us Getting Past You and Me to Build a More Loving Relationship. He has some really awesome courses I've heard. I haven't actually read any books by Terrence Real or taken any of his courses, but I've heard from very reputable sources that he has good courses and good books. So you can take a course by him. The Gottman Institute also has some great courses. So these are all what I would call like level one courses for relationships. And you need to do those things. You need to go through level one, also like couples therapy or marriage counseling, like that's a level one. That will all help you step into having a more deeper intimate partnership or relationship. Now, level two, and these are the teachers that I've really been going to, is deepening your sense of sexuality, sexual polarity, of, you know, like tantric yoga, of understanding love in a deeper way, being able to relate to other people from a deeper place within you. Teachers that teach this, which is like the juice of life, honestly, it's where so much of my learnings have come from over the last several years. My favorite teachers in this space of deep love and intimacy and sex and what's called sexual polarity include John Wineland, David Data, Alexandra Roxo, Nina Lombardo. Those are my four favorite teachers. So if you're interested in that, you can Google those teachers. They all have books, except for Nina. She just has courses. But they're all just like absolutely amazing. And that is who I would recommend diving into. And there's also one other teacher that's really awesome that I've taken courses from. And she's great for both men and women, especially when it comes to sex. And her name is Kim Anami. And she has this course called The Well-Fucked Woman. And she also has a course for men called Sexual Mastery for Men. So she's absolutely amazing. Now, if you have more questions about this, feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. You can also reach out to me through my contact form at thetransformationschool.com. I do teach a little bit of this kind of around relationships and communication in Your Life's Work. But obviously, if you want to dive deeper into it, there's some resources for you. So as we close out here, you have some resources. You've had part one, two, three, and four. You want to just think about, who do I need to become to have these things? Who is the version of me that already has these things? And then how can I claim that I want more? Like we talked about from part one, how can I make sure my attachment style isn't inhibiting me from getting more, which we talked about in part two? How can I make sure that my beliefs, my actions, my energy aren't inhibiting me from having these things like we talked about in part three? And how can I actually move forward and become the kind of person that has these things like we have talked about here in part four? You don't want to make yourself small. You don't want to hide or deny what you're actually wanting. Life can be magical. Life can be amazing. These themes that we are talking about in this series, sex, power, love, and money, are part of what makes life so magical, part of what makes life so juicy. You know, like money can buy us things that make us feel amazing. Sex can make us feel lit up and alive and so deeply connected to ourselves. And personal power is what gives us our sense of purpose and helps us go out into the world and do the things that we want to do and feel like we're here for a fucking reason. And love is what makes us feel deeply satisfied and fulfilled and seen in the world. I mean, these four themes are where life lives. So you don't want to cut yourself short. You don't want to cut yourself short. You want to go ahead. You want to claim what you want. And you want to become the version of you that already has those things. And if you do this, if you do the inner work required, I guarantee you, they will come. I hope you have enjoyed this four-part series. Please send any one of these four parts to anyone that you know that could benefit. If you have enjoyed this series, please give me a 5-star review wherever you are listening and let me know how this series has impacted you. From my heart to yours, I hope this four-part series has deeply benefited you. And I hope you can continue to use this series as a resource for you as you continue to evolve, as you manifest, as you become the person that you are destined to become and have the magical life that you are creating. Until next time.